ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A week of honors for U.S. and Allied soldiers who helped save democracies in World War II, and talks about wars in Gaza and Ukraine, led to French President Macron through a translator and President Biden in Paris at a state dinner, toasts
to the United States of America, to France, and indeed to the friendship between the United States and France.
To France, the United States, and to our people. May we continue to seek democracy, may we, in both our languages, and may we always stay together.
Reunited loved ones after an Israeli military raid today rescued three men and a woman kidnapped and held captive in Gaza by Hamas since October 7th. Celebrations in Israeli streets at the news of the rescues. Sheriffs, fire, and wildlife officials in boats patrolling waters off Florida warning swimmers about sharks after a woman and two teens were attacked. This is ABC News. A freighter in Lake Superior hit something underwater this morning and started taking on water, says the U.S. Coast Guard. The freighter is carrying iron ore with 22 people aboard. They got water pumps going. No sign anything spilled from the ship, says the Coast Guard. Helicopter and boat crews are helping with evacuations. For the first time in years, both the winners of the Kentucky Derby and Preakness are running in a field of 10 horses in the Belmont Stakes today. These folks have been sort of practice wagering, getting warmed up. How warm?
Two exact boxes today. Big winner. We'll take it.
185 cents.
We're losing.
The third leg of the Triple Crown taking place at Saratoga Racecourse, about 180 miles north of New York City. Belmont's closed for renovation, so it's up there today. Sierra Leone opened as the 9-5 favorite with the undefeated Mindframe, the second choice at 7-2. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It is news time on WRCO FM 100.9, sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. The forecast for the late afternoon, temperature is gradually falling, a low of 50 degrees for tonight with patchy fog. Sunday, partly sunny and breezy, a few sprinkles possible, and a high of 74. Clearing and cool Sunday night and 47 for a low, mostly sunny and comfortable on Monday and 72. In Richland Center, today's high temperature, our current reading, it is 69 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. Efforts are underway to motivate young people in rural Wisconsin to vote. Organizer Emma Frederick says rural college students from western Wisconsin say they often feel overlooked.
They note that this is the first time that anyone's talked to them about voting. And while their parents might want to help or their parents don't know themselves, this is a new experience for them.
A recent study shows 63% of rural young people are infrequent or uncommitted voters. Young voters in small-town Wisconsin say they care most about health care, the economy, reproductive rights, and climate change. Organizers say rural Wisconsin is getting more diverse. Crystal Egbo does political research in northeastern Wisconsin.
They're also asking for having more diverse representation on their faculty and staff, having more diverse representation within local government and within community decision makers.
24% of the rural population are people of color, and many are immigrants. South Bridge is the focus as crews continue to install deck formwork and rebar at the 130-133 Bridge project in Lone Rock. Two concrete deck pours are planned for late June, early July. The North Bridge final touch-up and staining was completed this week. Sealing the deck is being planned for next week. Intermittent flagging on Wisconsin 133 will occur over the next couple of weeks for crews to finish staining the backside of the retaining wall barrier facing the river. Wisconsin DOT bridge inspectors are scheduled to perform standard annual inspection on the existing South Bridge June 20th. Traffic across the bridge will be flagged to a single lane most of the day, starting at 7 a.m. An environmental crew is scheduled to be on site in June and July to perform mussel survey and relocation in the river along the existing Wisconsin 130 bridges and roadway alignment. Rock causeway construction for bridge demolition access will begin after the mussel survey and relocation effort is completed. Bridge demolition will start late this year after traffic is on the new bridges and continue through the winter. The number of deer testing positive for chronic wasting disease set a new record over the past year. The Department of Natural Resources says almost 1,600 deer samples turned up positive. That's the most in a one-year period since tracking began in 1999. CWD is a fatal disease that infects the nervous system. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has challenged signatures on petitions filed seeking an election recall to him for office. He said Friday that there were not enough valid signatures. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission has until June 28th to determine whether there are enough to trigger a recall election. The panel rejected the first attempt for not having enough valid signatures. Voss is being targeted by supporters of former President Donald Trump. They submitted more than 9,000 signatures May 28th. They need 6,850 valid signatures to force a recall election. Voss says he found thousands of invalid signatures. Three people are due in a Madison courtroom in September to face felony charges connected to the 2020 fake presidential electors scheme in Wisconsin. State Attorney General Josh Call suggests more people could still be charged.
I'm not going to comment on specific individuals, but what I can say is that this is an ongoing investigation, and our decisions are going to be based on those facts and what the best interests of justice show.
Two lawmakers and a former aide to Donald Trump are charged with felony forgery for their roles in the fake electors scheme in Wisconsin. Call says the decision to charge now has nothing to do with this year's election.
The decisions we make are not based on external factors like the ones you mentioned. They're based on our judgment about how we can most effectively pursue the interests of justice in this case.
Kenneth Cheeseborough, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are due in a Madison courtroom on September 19th. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm in rural Ithaca, coming up on Sunday from 7 until 1. Organizer Annette Lewis invites you to enjoy the all-you-can-eat pancakes, sausage, applesauce, cottage cheese, cheese curds, yogurt, string cheese, various sliced cheeses, ice cream, coffee and creamer, and chocolate and white milk from area producers. Huff Nelson's farm is located on Huffman Lane near Ithaca. Lewis says the best way to get to the farm is to park at Ithaca School.
We're going to do three shuttle buses. The buses are free. They've been paid for by different people, and they will be coming from the Ithaca School at the elementary. There's a drive up, and they can step right on at the elementary door there, get on the bus, and then the bus will bring you down Ben Road right to the farm, so you can step right off the bus in front of Aaron and Holly's house. As far as parking, you can park at the upper parking area at Ithaca's High School, and it's a short walk to where the buses will be loading. You can also park at the church because the church is not having services that day. And then there's also the parking down at the community gym. They'll be parking at the farm if the rain quits, and we'll let you know for sure on that.
The Nelsons hope to see you at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, anytime between 7 and 1. Cost of the breakfast is $5 per person, with children 3 and under eating for free. A cancer cure ride for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination will be held on Sunday. The ride is not only a rally for a good cause, but also a reunion as well of Gold Wing riders. The cancer cure route will be going on through the day. Again, it begins at noon. Tom Hendricks is helping to organize.
Well, the route's going to be pretty nice. We're going to start out at Honkers in Muscadet, just the other side of the bridge there, and we're going to start there, and we're going to go to Boaz at the Lonesome Dove. We'll stop there for a little bit, and we're going to sell 50-50 tickets there and stuff so people can buy 50-50 tickets, and at the end they will draw for that, and hopefully somebody will win to get either the money back or they can donate it back to cancer or whatever they want to do with it, and hopefully we can get a good turnout for that.
There will be a chicken barbecue at Rockton, as well as a silent auction and door prizes during the ride. Hendricks says that donations are welcome.
Trying to get a lot of the proceeds going to cancer, and we're going to have a lot of door prizes. We've got all kinds of stuff from people that are donating stuff, and hopefully the people that come can donate some stuff. Anybody that's got something that's usable or something, you could donate for that, and then we can sell tickets for that, too.
The cost to be a part of it is $15 per person. The Cancer Cure Ride will be held tomorrow, leaving Honkers outside Muscadet at noon, and will end at Sportsman's back in Muscadet later in the day. All proceeds will go to Grace. For more information, call Tom Hendricks at 608-739-4321.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here are today's vital statistics. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Monday from 5 until 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the service time at 11. Charles J. Aber, 76, of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home on Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of the service at 11:30. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77, of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Jane E. Anderson, 77, of rural Hillsboro. And Clarence R. Sonny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel, died Saturday, June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 Saturday, June 15th at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, June 15th from 9 until the service time at 11. Clarence R. Son, Sonny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the system which brought us some light rain earlier today continues to shift east away from the region, and we should have pretty quiet weather shaping up for the next couple of days. Now, there is a weak front coming through Sunday afternoon, so we can't rule out a couple of brief sprinkles. Otherwise, pretty nice conditions to get out to the park or do some yard work or just head out for a bike ride. As we head into the work week, we will see an interesting weather system come through the area Tuesday afternoon and evening. Could bring a couple of brief showers and thunderstorms. Behind that, some warmer and more humid air will surge in from the southwest for Wednesday and Thursday. And it looks like a fairly organized band of thunderstorms could arrive Wednesday evening or Wednesday night and bring us some heavier showers, maybe some thunderstorms with some lightning and wind. We'll certainly keep an eye on that situation. Otherwise, temperatures remaining relatively seasonal behind that for a couple of days. Otherwise, the trend for the week of June 17th is for more intense heat and humidity to finally work into our region. Might have our first taste of 90-degree weather across our area. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Look for partly cloudy to clear skies. Might be some patchy fog later. Low temperature close to 50 and a northwest wind around 5. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. Maybe a few sprinkles in the afternoon with a high of 74. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Sunday night clearing and cool, low about 47. Monday mostly sunny and comfortable, high at 72. Tuesday partly or mostly cloudy and breezy, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon, low 48 with a high of 74. Wednesday partly sunny and warm, 60% chance of thunderstorms by evening, low 56 with a high of 81. Thursday a chance of some showers early, then partly sunny and warm, low 63, high 83. Friday partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, low about 57 with a high of 78. Have a nice evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 70 degrees and partly sunny. Yesterday's high was 76. Also, the morning low today has been 54. Record high, 93 in 1911. Record low, 37 in 1969. Last year's high was 77 and the low, 45. Sunset will occur at 8:40 this evening. Sunrise time, 5:21. Coming up for tomorrow. The air is calm right now. The barometer at 29.83. 0.2 inch of rain today. And with partly sunny conditions, our temp has now grown to a new daytime high. It's been 69 for most of the day. Right now, it is 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What do you do about car trouble? Call Dad? Why not give him a break this Father's Day and visit AutoZone instead? If it's a battery problem, AutoZone has free battery testing and charging and battery options as low as $89.99. And right now, you can save at the AutoZone Father's Day sale through June 16th. Give Dad a break and maybe get him something too at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO's Sports Booster Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Well, the River Valley girls soccer team is currently in the sectional final. They are playing in the Altoona Oak Leaf Stadium, and they are currently leading 3-1 over Regis McDonald. It's in the second half. The winner of this one moves on to the state tournament, which will be held Thursday through Saturday at Eline Soccer Park in Milwaukee. Also going on today, lots of baseball and softball action. Baseball in the home talent scene actually was canceled today in Cazenovia. The Cazenovia Reds were set to host the game with Cross Plains, and that one was called off earlier today. There's home talent baseball tomorrow. We'll have action on WRCO Radio featuring Plain and Ashton, and Plain is managed by Bob Jewell.
To be competitive, we need to keep getting better. I guess we need to really push ourselves in practices and maybe guys doing a little bit on their own. We only practice once a week, but guys could do some stuff, getting a little extra batting practice and things like that during the week and just get some extra reps. But overall, I've been really happy with the attitude and the competitiveness and the guys meshing together early on. It seems like we're meshing together pretty well.
Pre-game time, 12:45 tomorrow. First pitch time, 1 o'clock on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Today at the state softball tournament being played at Goodman Diamond in Madison, Pacelli was a winner over Oakfield 4-3. Fall Creek with a 7-0 win over Cuba City. And also the Division III title went on the way to Prescott after a victory over Laconia 3-1. We now have an update on how that went for Cuba City and Fall Creek today with Michael Hernan.
I am Michael Hernan, live from the Goodman Diamond here in Madison. The final score of the Division IV state championship game, Fall Creek defeated Cuba City by a score of 7-0. The winning pitcher for Fall Creek was Grace Heron, and the losing pitcher for Cuba City was Peyton Guile. The scoring, Fall Creek in the fourth scored a run, but most of their scoring came in the sixth when it put on 6 runs. Final tallies, Cuba City only collected 4 hits, meanwhile Fall Creek had 9, and Cuba City committed 4 errors, while Fall Creek committed 3. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Bryce Harper celebrated with a soccer slide after his tying home run, and Ranger Suarez became the season's first 10-game winner. The Phillies beat the Mets 7-2 in the opener of Major League Baseball's third London series. After Harper sparked the 4-run sixth, Whit Merrifield hit a 3-run home run for the Major League best Phillies, who have won 4 in a row and 7 of 8. Harper was a triple shy of the cycle. Nick Castellanos added an 8th-inning home run at Lendon Stadium, home of the Premier League club West Ham. The Brewers currently are leading the Detroit Tigers in the game. It is a 5-4 Brewer lead. That game in the sixth inning. Jason Kidd couldn't figure out how to stop the Boston Celtics in game one of the NBA Finals. Now he's hoping they will get it their own way. The Mavericks coach seemed eager to sow dissension in the Boston locker room on Saturday when he singled out Jaylen Brown as the Celtics' best player. The comments were transparently designed to irk Tatum, an actual NBA first teamer who was sixth in the voting for the league's MVP. Tatum said it won't work, and on that, Brown agrees. The Boston Big Two say they are happy to share the ball if it leads them to an NBA title. Caitlin Clark won't be headed to the Paris Olympics, according to a person familiar with the decision. The person spoke on being anonymous today because no official announcement has been made. While Clark won't be headed to Paris, the U.S. is expected to take five-time gold medalist Diana Taurasi for a sixth Olympics. Taurasi will be joined by Phoenix Mercury teammate Brittany Griner, according to the person. Joining the pair will be Olympic veterans Brianna Stewart and Asia Wilson. Also Jewel Lloyd and Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, and Jackie Young will help the U.S. win the inaugural 3-3 gold medal at the Tokyo Games. They will also be going on toward the action on the team. Forward Ava Jones will take a medical disqualification and retire from college basketball. The school and Jones announced the decision Friday. Jones will remain on scholarship and work toward her degree at Iowa. She was not cleared to play as a freshman last season as she recovered from injuries suffered when she and her family were struck by a car being driven by a driver under the influence in 2022 in Kentucky. The NCAA will allow advertisements on football fields for regular season games in all three divisions beginning this season. The move creates a new revenue stream for schools facing mounting costs in the changing college sports landscape. Advertisements will be allowed on three spots on the field. There can be a single ad centered on the 50-yard line, in addition to no more than two smaller flanking ads elsewhere. The ads could be placed on the field on a game-by-game basis or for the whole season. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get match-to-money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Today's Retro Saturday continues on WRCO FM 100.9. The Backtrackin' Show is coming up next, and it is sponsored by Jay's Power Center. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtrackin' Show. I'm Phil Nee. We're heading back to our Backtrackin' Past into the early part of June with some great tunes coming your way. We'll check out what some of the biggest songs were doing, what they were saying about them here on WRCO's Backtrackin' Show. We're going to kick it off with a song that could really be our theme song for our Saturday retro broadcast. Here is Ambrosia and Holding On to Yesterday. Thank you. Ambrosia with Holding On to Yesterday. This weekend in 2011, Stevie Wonder was inducted into the Hall of Fame at New York's Apollo Theater, the same venue where he began his professional career when he was just 12 years old back in 1962.
Mississippi, surrounded by for a world that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city.
Stevie Wonder in the Backtrackin' Show from WRCO Radio. This weekend in 1975, the group America achieved their second Billboard number one record and their seventh top 40 smash. The song was Sister Golden Hair.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. You, Sister Golden Hair Surprise.
make it.
America on the Backtracking Show. We'll be right back with more memories.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The other day, Terry and I walked from his mountaintop mansion over the ridge to see the rock outcropping that we used to hike to and sit on when we were in second and third grade. It was kind of nostalgic to see the rock that we spent time on solving all the world's problems 60 years ago. After all, we were about 7 years old at the time, and we had everything figured out. What was interesting about this trip to the rock is that it didn't seem nearly as big as it did to me when we were kids. Don't get me wrong, that rock is still a big rock. It's still a long way above everything else, and a fall from that height would probably still hurt. But it isn't quite as scary as it seemed back then. Of course, back then, I never admitted to Terry that I was scared. That's the way it is with our walk with Christ. As we mature with Christ, as we get bigger in Him, the obstacles and hard places don't seem nearly as big and ominous. God has been faithful to us through life's ups and downs. He's parted the waters of our Red Sea, and we've walked through on dry ground. He's protected us with His pillar of smoke by day and His pillar of fire by night. No longer do we look at the obstacles in our lives with fear, because we know that God is with us. So friends, be strong and courageous. God's got this, and you can trust Him.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
River Valley in the sectional final for area soccer teams, representing Southwest Wisconsin, currently leading 3-2 late in the game in the right to play at the state tournament. Right now we're at 70 degrees in Richland Center on this Saturday, June 8th. We hope you're having a great, great night, a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. The Backtracking Show is sponsored by Jay's Power Center.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full-service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
We go back in time each and every Saturday here. Here's a group that has always been popular here in the Midwest. Maybe not as popular nationwide, but always have done well and continue to get requests for the Michael Stanley Band from time to time. This is a cut from them called My Town. Right in the middle of the weekend and way back in 1981. Styx on the Backtracking Show.
Yeah, I'm sitting on this bar stool. hands. Too much time on my...
That's what they accuse me of here at WRCO. Too much time on my hands. Sticks. Going back to A Weekend in Your Life, 1981. That was a big, big radio hit. Let's fast forward to 1987, a song that we played a lot here on WRCO and it was brand new. Number one this week in 1987 for Atlantic Star. And here is Always. Atlantic Star reigning supreme in the year of 1987. Thanks for joining us for the pregame show. For those were the days, backtracking, taking it back to 82 to close out this portion. Here is 38 Special. There you have it. Some big